All right, 10:59 tomorrow night. Where y'all gonna be? Watching Saturday Night Live?
It's very possible.
Jimmy will be in bed.
Yeah.
How long will you have been asleep by 10:59 tomorrow night, Jimmy?
Do you stay up late on weekends?
It depends. Okay. During college football season? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I get my Pac-12 rest in peace after dark.
There was
but to answer your question though, I don't know. Depends what's on TV.
If we're settled down for the night, yeah, usually SNL comes on. But I have not been catching it a lot this season. I had to go back. As long as I can catch Weekend Update, I'm usually happy. Where are you going to be?
I have a charity gala tomorrow.
At 10:59. Yeah.
I think it's bragging to go wide.
That's what I'm talking about. That sounds like a good one.
Yeah, I got the official invite. And then it came with the form to fill out, so they have your information when you start bidding on things.
Oh, yeah. So you put your debit card number down.
I'm going to run into a wall.
Knock on the door, passwords, Fidelio.
Is it open bar?
Back. I have no idea.
Okay.
In one of my weaker moments, I agreed to go to this.
Oh. Well, I'm sure they appreciate that.
It's actually happening in a barn.
Oh, wait. Which barn?
I don't know.
Is it in Bennington?
No.
Okay, you know the Bennington barn? There's one on, it's 156 and 4? No, Ida?
This feels like some Fugazi thing that goes on in Bennington.
No, it's true. No. They have wedding venues there and events like this, too, like galas. Yeah, it's very gala-friendly.
It is on the outreaches of Omaha, and okay. It's in a barn going to a gala.
A gala. You're a gala
coming
guy.
Coming back from Lincoln tomorrow, I may just drive off into the Platte.
You're going to wear your gala shoes?
I don't know. I don't even know what the dress code is. I imagine it's like nice.
Go into Lindley Clothing and say, "Hey, I'm going to a gala.
Wind pants.
What do you got?" They'll know.
I think it's a gala for horses.
Even better.
Oh, I didn't know you were an equestrian fan.
This is great.
Some things you do for love.
Is this this is to support horse dancing throughout the world?
I have no idea what this organization does. I'm just. You're there. I am a plus one.
Okay.
Oh, you're a plus one.
Oh, you're arm candy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We traded off. Like, if you are my plus one for an event you don't want to go to, I will give you one.
And that's good.
I don't want to go to this, but I'm just, I don't know much about the organization.
Oh, okay.
Horses.
You'd like to know a little bit more about what you're getting.
The fact that they were asking for my money before I've even gone, I'm like,
He needs Michael Cera's shirt from the Barbie movie to wear to this thing tomorrow. It says horses on it.
That would be cool. If you just had a shirt that just says
horses.
I just
or heart horses.
Now that we're into this discussion, I pray to God the person, because this is a fairly well-known organization in Omaha, is not listed. I'll be in trouble because I go like this. We got a name tag for you. Oh, my name's Bill. I don't work on radio, but at 10:59 tomorrow night, that is the deadline to put your name in for the NBA draft.
Oh.
I will not be doing that.
So the phone will
might be awake.
The phone and refreshing the old Twitter machine might be there too. Not that they necessarily have to tweet their official decisions one way or another. That's handy.
Do you think that Ryan Kalkbrenner wants to go through the dog and pony show?
It's a lot of animals.
I hate this because I feel one way one week, and then I start to, as it gets closer to the deadline, I'm trying to interpret what that means. I personally would not want to, but if you already know what you're doing, I don't see any reason to go through it again.
Don't you have two really good options? Come back to Creighton.
Get paid.
Go to the professional level. But 10:59 tomorrow night is the NBA draft deadline. I think we're also seeing the impact of NIL because you haven't seen, outside of Zach Edey, no real prominent declarations of I am in the NBA draft. Like there are quite a few guys that I'm in the NBA draft. Yeah. I'm keeping my college eligibility open. Oh, by the way, I'm leaving my current school. I'm a free agent. But just straight out, I'm going into the NBA. Like, for example, Hunter Salas in the NBA draft, kept his collegiate eligibility. He's not going back to Wake Forest. Hunter's going to get drafted. I don't think there's any harm in doing that, but at 10:59 tomorrow. So will we see a flurry of activity today or tomorrow? Because I think that's been quiet. I've been really, really quiet. Like around college basketball, not just necessarily
on the
here,
final day, yeah.
But around college basketball. And I think NIL has a lot to do with it. Hey, why not stick around for another year? So if I'm a second round guy and I still have some eligibility, let's go out to the highest bidder. Instead of going in the NBA where I might end up in Sioux Falls playing for, now, Skyforce, that's a fun organization.
Mm-hmm.
But I might end up in Des Moines playing for the Iowa Wolves.
Yep.
Or in, let's see how many, the Maine, the Celtics affiliate.
I bet there's some type of bear.
I honestly, all I can think of is the Yakima Sun Kings of the CBA.
Yakima.
And I used to be able to rattle off all the CBA teams.
Patroons.
Florida Beach Dogs. Where do the Florida Beach Dogs play at, by the way?
Florida.
Well, yeah, but where? City.
Well, at one point they were in Fort Myers.
Okay. That's where I saw the Manutralizer.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. But 10:59 tomorrow night, so plan accordingly. It'll be like watching the eclipse.
Do we need our shades?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what happens.
Is the future bright?
Oh. That's right.
All right. Tom Stelz coming up in 30 minutes. Mike Schaefer in an hour. Matt Verzal will join the party as well. As we'll let them all take a crack at being a better singer than Chet Holmgren. Downside of watching the NBA playoffs is that the commercial will not end. It is literally one of the worst commercials of all time is Chet Holmgren singing.
Yes, it is.
I thought we had escaped it, and then the NBA playoffs kicked in, and they're like, man, well, let's double down. Let's show at least twice every commercial
and
block.
It's been a part of commentary as well.
Going to start rooting against
people
them.
People are actually saying what a pro wants now.
Go Nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Man, good thing Chet can ball because he can't sing.
Go Wolves.
It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley and Jimmy on 1620 The Zone.